Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos daf Yudalid. We are holding on daf Yud Gimel and Beis, the last three words of the page. Ravina Amar Li Olam on daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha, for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely, as well as by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family, in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Deer, Zichrono Levracha, Noach Ben Mishul Mishraga, whose fifth yard site is tomorrow, the Mishamish Avon Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to finish up our discussion from yesterday, where we had a three-way machlokas about what kinds of lavin a person gets malchus for. Primarily we were discussing the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, where Rabbi Akiva says those things for which you're chayiv kares, you're also chayiv malchus, and Rabbi Yishmael says even those things that you're chayiv misas based in, you could be chayiv malchus for. Rabbi Akiva thought not things you're chayiv misas based in for, and so we're going to finish that discussion about the difference between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what they are arguing about, and then we're going to spend most of Amud Aleph, all of Amud Aleph really, discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, the third Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, holds that all those sases you get Malkus for, but not Chayavi Mises Basin and not Chayavi Krisos, meaning more limited than both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, only those sases that have neither Mises based in nor Kares. So the most of Amud Aleph and the beginning of Amud Beis is going to be splitting up the Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ishmael, versus Rabbi Yitzchak. So whereas yesterday we were focused on what the difference is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, we're now going to shift at some point to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Ishmael on the one side, and Rabbi Yitzchak on the other side. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the line in the Mishnah where he said, Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh is Chayiv Malkus. So we're going to have a lot of drashas. The Gemara is going to learn three different things from the Pasuk of Bekol Kodesh Lo Tiga, three different things. We're going to have an Asara of Tamei Sha'achal Kodesh. We're going to learn a Malkus on a Tamei Shenogea B'Kodesh, and Malkus for a person who's Ochal Kodesh Lufnei Zrika, all derived from that Pasuk. And then the Gemara is going to talk about a Tamei person is being Chayiv Misa for eating Kodesh and eating in the Mikdash, but not for touching, according to one opinion, as we'll soon see. So pretty much today's daf is a lot of drushos from Sukkim. Very, very exciting drushos from Sukkim. So let's begin. Ravina, the three words from the end of the page on daf Yud Gimel and Beis. So Ravina Amar Li Olam. Ravina says, you know what, really I could tell you Kedamrin Meyakar. We're picking up the middle of a conversation over here. Like we said originally, that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael is in a case where a guy got Hasra'a for both Misa and Malkus. And Rabbi Ishmael is still going to say that you get Malkus in such a case, but Rabbi Akiva would say, no, if you got Hasra'a for both Misa and Malkus, you cannot get Malkus. And the svar of Rabbi Akiva is that your pater b'chayavim Misa's based in, because k'dei rishaso, you don't punish a person with two different punishments. Why then would someone who's chayiv kares also get Malkus? Shemasu tshuva, bezin shalmayla, mochlin lahen. Because you're not necessarily going to be chayiv that kares. If you do tshuva, you can get out of that kares, and therefore it doesn't fall under the category of kedei rishaso. May amrit, what are you going to ask? Hello of a tshuva? But as far as we know, this guy didn't do tshuva, so how could Bezin give the guy malkus if he might still be chayiv kares? I thought kedei rishaso, you're not allowed to give a second onesh, lo psika milsa the kares. Well, I don't know that he's going to get kares because he might do tshuva. The chiv of kares is up to him whether he does tshuva or not. And whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to give two onshim, that's only if bevadai he's going to get two onshim. But if there's the possibility that he could do tshuva and get out of that onesh, then we have every right to give him malchus. So in the end of the day, this was a long sugya that we left off with yesterday. So in the end of the day, The way the Gemara plays out is as follows, that according to the Lishna Kama that we had, Rabbi Shmuel holds that you could give Misa and Malkus, and it's not, and we don't say Kedei Rishaso, because Misa and Malkus are not two separate onshim. The Lishna Kama said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Misa Arichta, that you start killing him by giving him Malkus, and then eventually a person gets closer and closer to death. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedei Rishaso tells me, no, you cannot give Misa and Malkus. What about Kares and Malkus? What about, how can you give Kares and Malkus according to Rabbi Akiva? What happened to Kedei Rishaso? So different opinions in Amoraim. Rabbi Avo says, because there's a Gezei Rishava that tells me that you could be Chayiv Kares and Malkus, because there's a Gezei Rishava that teaches that. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that Kedei Rishaso is only about the Onesh HaMasul LeBeizdin. Malkus is not Masul LeBeizdin. Kares is not Masul LeBeizdin. Only Misa is Masul LeBeizdin. Ravina says, that's what we picked up with today, that that you're not going to give Kares because they have you're not going to be limited from giving Malkus when a person's Chayiv Kares, because the person can always do Tshuva, and then he's not going to be Chayiv Kares. According to Rava, everyone agrees that you don't give Mamish both Misa and Malkus. The whole Machlokas was when you give Hasra'a for Malkus and not for Misa. Meaning Rava's understanding in yesterday's daf was that you're never going to give both Malkus and Misa. The Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, was the guy did something for which he should be Chayiv Misa, but I didn't give him Asra for Misa. I only gave him Asra for Malkus. So Rabbi Shmuel holds a lav that's nitan l'asaras Misa's based in. You could give him Malkus. I gave him Asra for the Malkus. I got to give him something. I can't give him Misa. I never gave him Asra for the Misa. So at least I could give him Malkus, even though it's a lav that's nitan l'asaras Misa's based in. Whereas Rabbi Kiva would say, no, you don't give Malkus for a lav shenitan l'asaras Misa's based in. But for a lav shenitan l'asaras Kares, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you can get Malkus because Kares does not really require an Asara. So that's the whole sugya of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara moves on, but there's a third opinion. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayav Ikrisus Bechlal Hayu, V'lama Yatzas Kares Pachoso, L'donu B'Kares, V'lo B'Malkus. Rabbi Yitzchak says, even that for those Averos for which you're Chayav Kares, you cannot get Malkus. You only get Malkus for a regular Lo Sase, not for one that has Kares, and not for one that has Misas based in. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, meaning, when we say the Rabbanan going forward, it means Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who think that you can get Malkus even for Isure Kares, Kares by Achoso Lameli. Why does the Torah repeat Kares by Achoso? It already told me about all of the different Arayos, so why is Achoso separated out in the Torah? What's it there to teach me? Again, Rabbi Yitzchak says it's there to teach me that you only get that you don't get Malkus for Chayav Ikrisus. But if you hold you do get Malkus for Chayav Ikrisus, why does it say separate? Why does it say Achoso separately with the Chayav Kares? Lechalek. It's coming to tell me that all the Yisurei Arayos are independent of each other. Ukid Rabbi Yochanan, along the lines of what Rabbi Yochanan taught at the very beginning of Maseches Krisus. Dom Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason the first Mishnah in Krisus mentions that there are 36 Chayav Ikrisus, and it's not enough the fact that they're all mentioned in the Torah, why does it have to tell me that there are 36 Chayav Ikrisus, Shemason Kulam Behelem Echad, Chayav Al Kalachas V'Achas, to tell me that if you do all of the Chayav Ikrisus in one period of Shogeg, that you didn't realize between one and the other, that what you had done was Aser, your Chayav is separate Korban Chatos for each of them. So from the fact that Achoso was included in all the other Arayos, and yet the Torah repeats it again and mentions it separately, that you chayiv kares for achoso, we see that if you do that, even if you do achos, the isur of achoso with all the other arayos, you're chayiv for achoso separately. And this is one of the midos shatar nidrash ben, that anything that was bichlal v'yatza min haklal lo lamid al atzmo yatza lamid al klal kula yatza. It's not only teaching me that you chayiv separately for achoso, it's teaching me that you chayiv separately for each and every one of the chayavei krisos. Rabbi Yitzchak, who learns from the fact that it says kare separately by achoso, to teach me that you can't get malkus from chayiv krisos, Prisus lechalik minalei. How does he know this din that to be mechalik that you're chayiv on each and every one of the arayos separately? So nafkalei, he derives it from mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa. Pasuk continues lo tikrav legalos ervasa. That the pasuk could have said ulinita lo tikrav. Why does it say el isha benidas tumasa? That's a long way of saying anida. Just say anida. So we learn from there that that each woman who is anida is its own separate losase to be boel her. L'chayiv al kol isha v'isha. That if a man is boel multiple nidos behelam echad, he's chayiv for each one a separate karban. For Rabbanan Nami Tepik Lemeha, why can't Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva learn lechalik from the same place from Yitzchak learned lechalik from ve'el isha benidas to masa? So it says, you're right. Enoch Nami, they can. Ve'el akaris ta'chos olam lisa. We're back to the question. What do Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva learn from the fact that the Torah says kare separately by achoso lechayvo alachoso v'alachos aviv v'alachos imo, to tell me that if a person is boel his own sister, his aunt on his father's side, and his aunt on his mother's side, that he's chayv separately for each and every one of them? Says Mara, well, pshita hari gufin mechlakin hari shemos mechlakin. There are three different people, three different isurim in the Torah. Of course, you're going to be chayv separately for each of them. I don't need kareis v'achoso to tell me you're chayv three separate times for three totally different Yisurim with three totally different people. Ella said, no, it's coming to teach me the kares that it says by achoso is there to teach lechayvo al achoso shehi achos aviv shehi achos imo, that if a man is boel one woman, it happens to be his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Says Gemara, v'hechi mishkachasa, what does that family tree look like? How is it that that one woman is his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister? So says the Gemara, very cryptically, you still have to do a lot of figuring out, Bereshia Bereshia, that he's an awful person, and his father is an awful person. He's a Rasha, his father's a Rasha. So there are lots of Rasha'im, I mean, he speaks a lot of Lashon Hara. I mean, what exactly makes him a Rasha over here? What are we talking about? So the case is, a person is Boel, his own mother, and with his mother, he has two daughters. And so those two daughters are his daughters, and they are also his sisters, because he shares a mother with them. And then he's Boel one of those women who is both who's both his daughter and his sister, and he has a son with the woman that's both his daughter and his sister. Then that son goes and is Boel the other daughter. So it turns out that the son has violated three Isurim, because that other daughter is his sister, because they share a father. It's his mother's sister, because they share a mother and a father. And it's his father's sister, because his father and she share the same mother. So in that case, you could say that since it's Isha Achas, he's going to be chayiv only one, I would have thought. Since it's only one woman, it's one guf, he should be chayiv only one carbon. And whenever we have a gemara like this, someone sends me an email, why are people doing averos like this? What kind of society do they live in? This is gemara. This is not, this is not telling a story of what happened. We're not saying, this is developing a hypothetical case so that we can understand the sugya better, we can understand the psukim better. Okay, so he's going to be chayiv only one carbon. But since it says kares ba'achoso, we learn that you're chayiv not only one, you're chayiv on each and every iser bifnei atzmo, you're chayiv separately on each and every iser. Now, there are a lot of cases you could have given where there are many isurim in a single guf, Tos Shana points out, but it gives this case because it's the greatest chiddush, because the shame iser is the same as well, meaning that it's all achoso on some level. It's all achos. It's his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister. We could have given a lot of examples of many isurim with one guf, but we chose this example because it's even closer. It's even more of a reason to believe that maybe it would have only been one carbon. Okay, so now the Gemara explains, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know this din of Rashiya bar Rashiya, and why the Rabbanan don't derive from wherever Rabbi Yitzchak derives it from? Meaning, if what the Rabbanan learn from Achoso, that Kares ba Achoso is Rashiya bar Rashiya, where does Rabbi Yitzchak know Rashiya bar Rashiya? And wherever Rabbi Yitzchak is going to know that from, what do the Rabbanan learn from that? So Rabbi Yitzchak haminale, where does Rabbi Yitzchak know this din that many arayos in Guf Echad are chayiv multiple chataos? So nafkale mekal v'chomer, He derives this from a Kal V'chomer, Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that Amar Rabbi Akiva. So first of all, just the fact that he's going to learn something like this from a Kal V'chomer, the Ritva points out, normally Einon Shin Min Adin, but over here we're talking about a Chi of Karban, and Einon Shin Min Adin doesn't apply to a Karban. A Karban is primarily not about Onesh, it's more about Kapara. So you can give a person Kapara Min Adin based on a Kal V'chomer for whatever reason. That's an interesting discussion in its own right, why that should be the case. But the Ritva says you can provide, you can be mechayev a korban min adin based on a kal v'chomer. You just can't give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer. Then the Ritva writes in the name of Harav Av Bezdin, one of the Ravids, that the kal v'chomer is only coming to be Megala about the lavim, that they are a separate lavim. But in such a case, you can be on shemin adin, meaning it's not, that does not fall, that does not run afoul of ein on shemin adin, because it's just telling me that they happen to be separate lavim. So what's the kal v'chomer? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah increase of daf tesvav that says as follows. That Amar Rabbi Akiva, Shalti is from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, be itl shalimaum, that I asked the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, in the itlis of a place called Imaum, what exactly is an itlis? Rashi writes, it's a place where they sell meat, it's a butcher shop, and in Maseches Krisus, Rashi writes, that it's just a name for a shuk, it's a place, it's a marketplace. So it's Pharisee Saul, Maseches Krisus writes, that it's a shuk where they sell both behemos and basar, right? That's why it makes a lot of sense that it's a marketplace and not just a butcher shop, because it says shaholchu likach behema lemishta b'no shel Rabbi Gamliel, that they went to buy a behema. Makes it sound like it's not shechted meat. They went to buy an animal, and they were going to shecht it for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So while they were there, they were talking and learning, and they asked, "Habal achoso shiachos av shiachos imo? If one is Boel, his own sister, who also happens to be his father's sister, and also happens to be his mother's sister, meaning this case of Rishia bar Rishia, mahu? What's the din? Einu chayev al kulan ela achas? Is he only chayev one karbon, or chayev al kol achas v'achas, or is he chayev separately three separate karbonos?" So Amalorim Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Akiva, "Zolo shamanu. We don't have a tradition for that exact din." Aval Shamanu, but we do have another tradition that we can extrapolate from to answer that question, and that is Haba al Chamish Nashim Nidos Behelem Echad Chayev al Kalachas Vachas. That if a person is Boel, five women who are each Anida, all in one Helem, all while forgetting the fact that it's Asr to be Boel Anida, he's Chayev separate Karbanos for each and every one of them, even though it's the same Isser he did five different times. Vinir and Dvarim Mikal V'Chomer. And therefore, I can answer your question about someone who's Boel Achoso, who's also his father's sister, who's also his mother's sister, from a Kal V'Chomer. Uman Nida Shi Shem Echad. If by Nida, where it's all the same Isser, it's an Isser Nida. So Chayv al Kalachas V'Achas, he's still going to be Chayv separately for each and every one of them. So Kan, over here, where it's three separate Isurim, it's Achoso, it's Achos Aviv, it's Achos Imo, Sheshlosh Hashemos, Lo Kol Shkein, where it's three totally separate Isurim, of course he's going to be Chayv three separate Chataos. So that's where Rabbi Yitzchak is going to learn the din of Rashiya bar Rashiya. He's not going to learn it from the Kareis Ba'achoso. He's going to learn the din of Rashiya bar Rashiya from a Kal V'Chomer of Chamesh Nidos. The Idach and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, who we've been referring to as the Rabbanan, why do they need to learn this din from the fact that it says Kareis Ba'achoso? Why can't they learn it from this Kal V'Chomer from Nida? Why can't they learn the din of Rashiya bar Rashiya from a Kal V'Chomer that if you're Chayev five times for being Boel five Nidos, you should be chayiv three times for the Rashiya bar Rashiya case? Well, kal v'chomer prichu, because it's a terrible kal v'chomer. Malinida shekein guf and mechlakin. Of course you chayiv five times for sleeping with five separate women who are a nida. It's five separate women. It's five separate meisim that you did. We're talking about a case where it's one bia with one woman. So how can you learn from the fact that you chayiv five times for five separate women that you can be chayiv three times for one woman? Ulidach nami, what's Rabbi Yitzchak going didn't respond to that. He says, "Ha'avad kal v'chomer prichu." He says, "The kal v'chomer from the chamish nashim nidos, yeah, ein achinami. It's a kal v'chomer pricha, and you cannot learn it, learn from it that you're chayiv separately for the rishia bar rishia case for guf echad for a case where it's only one woman. So ein achinami. That's not where Rabbi Yitzchak derives the din of rishia bar rishia." Ella, so where does he derive it from? Nafkalei me'achoso de seifa. He learns it that in the end of the pasuk where it talks about kares ba'achoso, it says again ervas achoso gila avono yisa, and that's there to teach me that there's chiluk chataos for you get separate karbonos chatos, you have separate karbonos chatos for various lavin violated within guf echad v'idach. And the rabbanon who learned that din from the beginning of the pasuk, from the fact that it says kares ba'achoso. So, achoso de seifa lamali. What do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel do with the achoso it says in the seifa? They don't need it to teach me rishia bar rishia. They already learned rishia bar rishia from the first achoso. So, l'chayvo al achoso bas aviv ubas imo. To tell me that a person is chayiv for sleeping with their full sister, not only with half sisters. Lomar sheinon shen min adin. But once the Torah tells me that you're chayiv for sleeping with half sisters, isn't it obvious that you're chayiv for sleeping with a full sister? Kal v'chomer, if even a half sister you're for. So yeah, in a chenami, you would have thought it's a kal v'chomer, and that's why the Torah has to say it to teach me ein onesh min hadin. You cannot give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer. The obvious kasha is the Miri says this is more than a kal v'chomer. Meaning kal v'chomer is that you have a din akal and another din that's chamur. So if I'm going to be chayiv for the din akal, then I should for sure be chayiv for the din hachamur. Over here, it's not another din. Meaning if you have a half sister, means you share a mother, let's say, with that sister, and then the fact that I also share a father with that sister should take away the iser of achosam in a aim. That's not a kavchomer. That's she's still achosam in a aim. She just also happens to be achosam in a av. So the Meiri raises that question and he quotes Gedolei Kadmonenu that from the fact that it says it sounds like it's dafka bas av shalom in a aim or bas aim shalom in a av, that it's dafka about a half sister and that a full sister is an entirely different relationship, and that it's not just an additional element to the relationship, an additional feature of the relationship, but that it's an entirely different relationship, and therefore it's an actual kal v'chomer. Question is more satisfying than the answer, but that's what he said, that the Torah, when it says the word oh, it's as if it's teaching that it's an entirely different relationship. V'idach, and Rabbi Yitzchak, how does he know that you're chayv and achoso, who happens to be your full sister? So iba yisema gomar onash me'as. It could be that he learns the onesh from the asara with a memetzinu, that just like in the asara, the Torah is not mechalik between a half sister and a full sister. So to legabe the onesh, we're not going to be mechalik between a half sister and a full sister. V'ibayaseima. Or it could be nafkalei, Rabbi Yitzchak learns the isser of a full sister me achoso dereisha from the achoso that it says in the beginning of the pasuk, because that's extra, because instead of saying v'isha sheyikach es achoso bas aviv o bas imo, it could have just said ki yikach es bas aviv o bas imo. Why does it have to say the word achoso? I know what bas aviv and bas imo are. That would make her your sister. So the achoso dereisha is what teaches me that you chayev for a full sister. V'idach, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, what do they learn from the extra achoso in the reisha? How mi bayle l'chalei kares l'mefatim l'sach. They use that to teach me that if a person makes shemen amishcha that's similar to with the same ingredients as the shemen amishcha from Moshe Rabbeinu's time, and he uses some of the leftover Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu to anoint himself, all Behelem Echad, he does both of those Averus Behelem Echad, then he's Chayiv Shtei Chataos, he's Chayiv two separate Chataos. I might have thought, the Rishonim explained, that since they're granted their two Risurim and two separate Lavim, but the Kares is written once. It says, Asher Ish Asher Yirkach Kamov Asher Yitein Mimenu Alzar V'nichras Me'amav. So it says both Yisurim with one Lashon of Kares. So I need a pasuk to tell me that you chayiv two separate Chataos. So that's what the word Achoso is telling me. How is the word achosu telling me that you chayv two separate chatos, one for being mefatim the Shemana Mishcha and one for being sach with the Shemana Mishcha? Ah, this is part of the general concept in Midrash Torah Dreshbet of im eino inyan, that if I have something that's written in one place, but I don't need it for that parsha in the Torah at all, so I can apply it to a different parsha in the Torah. So there's im eino inyan to the dinim of arayos, so I'll learn it to the dinim of mefatim and sach. So the idach, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know mefatim and Sach are chayiv separately? So Savak Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. He holds like Rabbi Lazar Amar Hoshaya. Dam Rabbi Lazar Amar Hoshaya. Kol Makom Shatamotei Shnei Lavin V'Kari Sechad Chalukanein LeKarban. He says that's a klal. Whenever you have two lavin with one lashon of kares, you're always going to be chayiv separate karbanos. I don't need a limud to tell me that you chayiv separately from Mefatim Musach, because there are two separate lashonos of lav in the Torah, even though it's only one mention of kares in the Torah. That alone is enough to tell me you're chayiv two separate karbanos. V'i b'yaseima, or it could be that Rabbi Yitzchak is lo savar l'karbi Lazar. Maybe Rabbi Yitzchak simply doesn't hold of that which Rabbi Lazar says, that whenever you have two lavin and one kares, that you're chayiv separately. Aye, so where does he know chiluk chataos for mefatim and tzach? Where is he going to know that you're chayiv separate karbanos chatas for being mefatim the Shemana Mishcha and for being tzach the Shemana Mishcha? V'nafkale, and he derives it mi v'ish asher yishkav es isha dava. The pasuk goes on to say v'nichrasu, so that the kares in that pasuk is extra, because we already mentioned nida in parshas achremos. So why does he have to tell me separately that you chayiv kares for being boel and nida? So it must be to be mechalik and tell me to tell me that there are separate karbanos. Well, I don't need to tell me the chalik by arayos. I already know chiluk by arayos from v'el isha. Oh, I may know in Yilakan to know Inyan to Mefatim and Sach. If it's not there to tell me about Arayos, it's telling me about Mefatim and Sach. The Idach, you know, flipping it back, the Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, what do they learn from the extra kares it says about Isha Dava, about a woman who's in Ida? Homi Bai Lelich Rabbi Yochanan. They use it to teach me the limud of Rabbi Yochanan in Meseches Nida Daf Mem Aleph. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yechai, Minayin She'ein Isha Temeya Ad She'etzei Madvederech Ervasa. How do I know that a woman is not going to be tamei every time blood comes from the uterus? It's only going to be, she's only going to become tamei when blood comes from the uterus. Derech Ervasa comes out through the normal channel. If let's say she has a C-section or something and there's blood that comes out of the uterus, that itself is not going to make her tamei. It's only when it comes out derech Ervasa. How do I know that? Shenamar, because the pasuk says v'isha sher yishkaves isha dava v'gila es Ervasa melam. That a woman's only going to be tamei when the madve comes out derech ervasa, when the flow comes through the derech erva. So the Gemara does not now go back and say vidach. And what's Rabbi Yitzchak? Where's Rabbi Yitzchak going to know that din from? So the Ritva points out Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees with that din. He holds a woman is going to be tamei even when the dam comes from the uterus shalom derech ervasa. Right? That's how ultimately you got to stop somewhere, right? Flipping it back and forth, because ultimately there's a machlokas, right? So that's the machlokas, whether such a din exists. So at the end of the day, the way this sugya played out, what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva on the one hand, who hold that you could be chayiv malkus for chayavi krisus, versus Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that no, chayavi krisus, chayavi mizbezin, you're never going to be chayiv malkus. So the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, learn chiluk ba'arayos from the pasuk of ve'el isha. Kares ba'achoso is there to teach me that for many lavim beguf echad, the achoso de seifa teaches me on achoso shibas aviv ubas imo, about achoso that's a full sister, not only a half sister. The achoso de reisha teaches me to about chiluk karbanos for mefatim v'sach, right? If you're mefatim the Shemana Mishcha and sach b'Shemana Mishcha, and the kares, the extra kares, and it says by Isha Dava teaches me that a woman is only going to be tamei when the blood comes from her rechem, from the uterus, derech ervasa. Rabbi Yitzchak is going to learn kares ba'achoso is there to teach me that arayos get kares but not malkos. That's a limud that the Rabbanan did not have, that you're that anytime you chayiv kares there's not going to be malkos. Chiluk ba'arayos, Rabbi Yitzchak learns from ve'el Isha. The achoso de seifa teaches me that if there are many Yisurim beguf echad, achosu bas avivimo is derived from the ashara by bas avivimo, or you derive from achosu deresha, and mefatim v'sach either does not require chiluk, meaning either it's because Yehaldek Rabbi Lazar, that since it's separate lavin, even though it's one kares, it's automatic that it's that you have a chiluk karbanos, or we learn it from the kares, the extra kares that it says by Isha Dava. So that's how all the drushos play out. One point to make over here, just because so we're not in drushos all day long, is the Gemara had said somewhere along the way that quoted a Mishnah Maseches Krisos that Rabbi Akiva said, I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when we were in the Itlus Shalimaum, when they went to buy a behema, the Mishnah Benos Shal Rabbi Gamliel, when they went to buy a behema for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So Tosos Maseches Krisos points out that Rabbi Akiva mentioned where they were when they discussed this topic is because he wanted to highlight how wonderful they were, that even no matter what they were doing, they were busy dealing with the caterer for the son's wedding and still they were talking and learning, that all their conversations that they were always talking and learning. One could have said just al pi pashtos that a lot of times it's a memory aid. You remember where you were when you had that conversation. I always say that the most boring Gadol biography I ever read is Rav Eliashiv's biography. It basically says when he was 6 years old, he sat down in the Beis Medrash and he started learning, and he did that for 100 years, and then he died. Meaning, no matter what, like chapter one, when his wife was having kids, he was learning. Chapter two, when there were wars going on, he was learning. Chapter three, when he was learning. He was the biggest masmid. It was unbelievable. So I mean, there are a few chapters about his time in the Rabbanut and why. Okay, but nevertheless, so one place in the biography it says that he never told stories. He never said about experiences that he had. And one time he was telling his children, I remember once when I was 14, and they were like, oh, he's going to say something. And he said, I came up with the following chiddush. So sometimes a person uses that as a way to remember something that they thought of in learning. But Tosa says not that. Tosa says no. It's to tell you that no matter what they were doing, they were talking and learning. The Aruch Lenar Maseches Krisos adds that the Mishnah wanted to teach us that Rav Gamliel thought that a nasi shemachal al kvodo is kvodo machal, and that's why he's allowed to go buy the meat for the guests. That is, even though it was an open market, it was a public place, it's beneath the dignity of a nasi that he's going to a meat market to go buy. But he held kvodo machal, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua was with him, because Rabbi Yeshua in Kiddushin Lamed Beis holds that nasi shemachal al kvodo machal. Rabbi Eliezer holds nasi shemachal al kvodo ain't kvodo machal. So he didn't invite Rabbi Eliezer to come along with him for that trip. Rabbi Yeshua was going to come along with him for that trip. The Tiferes Yisrael suggests a third possibility, that it's telling us that even though they were in such a public place, they weren't embarrassed to say about the shailas that they were asked, because it's a whole series of shailas in Maseches Krisos. We're only told about one of them over here, that lo shamanu. I don't have any tradition for this. I don't know anything about this. That one might have thought in a public place, they're not going to say lo shamanu. They'll make something up. But even though it was a very public place, and one might have thought that they'd be embarrassed to say lo shamanu, that they might say he did not hesitate to say lo shamanu. Okay, vayter in the Gemara now. V'tamei shachal es kodesh. Back to Josh. We said that a tamei person who eats kodesh or someone who's baal hamikdash tamei is chayv malchus. So bishlam baal hamikdash tamei. I understand that someone who comes into the mikdash tamei is ksiv onesh. It says an onesh of karisu ksiv asara, and it says a lav. So I can learn that there's a chayv malchus. Where do I see that onesh to ksiv es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrasa asara? How do I know asara v'lo yitamu es machaneihem ela tamei shachal as kodesh? But the other is of a tamei person eating that which is kodesh. Bishlam onesh ksiv v'nefesh shetochel basam izav chasham v'nichrisa. It says onesh el ashara minayim, but where's the lav about a tamei shachal as kodesh? And if there's no ashara, then you can't be mechayiv the person malchus. So Reish Lakish says we learn it from the fact that it says by an isha that's tamei b'tumas leida b'kol kodesh lo tiga, that a woman who's tamei b'tumas leida b'kol kodesh lo tiga. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Tani Bardala that asya tumasu tumaso, that we have a gezeira shava tumaso tumaso. Ksiv hacha, it says by a chiv kares of someone who eats kachim bituma vitumaso alav vinichrisa uksiv hasam, and it says by someone who comes into the base of mikdash while tamei o tumaso bo. So malahalon, just like someone who enters the mikdash while tamei onesh ve asara, there's also an asara. So afkan onesh ve asara. So too, if a person eats kodesh while they are tamei, there's also an asara. So you can be mechayiv malchus. Well, bishlam Reish Lakish shomak Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Reish Lakish does not want to say like Rabbi Yochanan, because gzeira shava lo gamir. He must have not had a tradition for that gzeira shava, so he didn't want to rely on the gzeira shava. And Rabbi Yochanan might tell me Reish Lakish, but why did Rabbi Yochanan not want to say like Reish Lakish? Now Tosos in Masech Shabbos Afsadi Zayin says, I don't understand. Why not just say that? What do you mean? Gzeira shava lo gamir. He was a talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, so why can't he learn the gzeira shava from him right now? So Tosos Masech Shabbos Afsadi Zayin says they had a kabbalah of an X number of gzeira shavas, so that they could use. So if he's going to accept this gzeira shava, he's gonna have to cross another one off of his list. It's gonna mess up the whole cheshbon. It's like the monei mitzvos when they try to figure out the tariyak, right? If I accept this one, it means that you're gonna have to take another one off the list. So Reish Lakish, I understand, he didn't want to say like Rabbi Yochanan. He was not interested in accepting a new gzeira shava. It was gonna change everything. But why did Rabbi Yochanan not want to say like Reish Lakish? So Amlacha hu asara l'truma, because he'll say that the pasuk of Bekol Kodesh Lotiga teaches me about someone who eats truma betumas haguf. Reish Lakish asara l'truma minale. Where does Reish Lakish know that a person who eats truma betumas haguf gets malchus? Nafkale mi ish mizera aron v'utzarua uzav describes a kohen who is tamei. And it says ish, so it sounds like any zera of Aaron HaKohen, whether it be male or female, because it's an extra reboy in the pasuk that says ish. Ezu davar shu shava bizaru shel Aaron. So what type of achila would be something that's even possible for both the male and female zaru shel Aaron? Haviyom ezu truma. That must be truma that the Torah tells us not to eat truma bituma, but as opposed to kachim, which can only be eaten by male Zara Shel Aaron. V'idach, and Rabbi Yochanan learns Yisra v'chidus Shuma b'tuma from the pasuk b'kol kodesh lo tiga. What does he learn from the pasuk ish mizera Aaron? Halachila halenagia. He'll say the pasuk ish teaches me that there's Nisra v'chidus Shuma. The pasuk b'kol kodesh lo tiga tells me that there's Nisra v'nagia b'truma. V'reish lakish hai b'kol kodesh lo tiga lahachi udasa. Does it really tell me that you're not allowed to eat kodesh? Haumi b'ayle l'tame shenaga b'kodesh. Doesn't Reish Lakish needed to tell me a separate iser of a tamei person who touches kodesh? The itmar, because after all, we have a teaching that we had in the base medrash that tamei shenoga b'kodesh. Reish Lakish amar loka, Rabbi Yochanan amar ein loka. Reish Lakish amar loka. Reish Lakish says you get malchus for being a tamei person who touches kodesh, because the pasuk says b'kol kodesh lo tiga. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein loka. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus because I was asara l'truma u'da'asa. That's coming to tell me an asara not to touch truma, not an asara not to touch kachim. One might have said, well, if there's an asara not to touch truma, then all the more so you should have an asara not to touch kachim. Kachim is even more serious, but ain masirin min adin, so it's only an asara. So it's a kasha Reish Lakish. How can we say that we learn from this pasuk the asara for achila? He learns it as an asara for negia. So answer the Gemara, tamei shenaga b'kodesh midafke rachmana b'lashon negia. You're right, it's an asara for negia from the fact that the Torah uses the lashon of negia. Ashara iskish kodesh l'mikdash. The ashara for eating is derived from hekish between kodesh and mikdash. That it says b'kol kodesh lo tiga ve'ela mikdash lo tavo. So we learn that just like someone who comes into the mikdash while they are tamei, there's an ashara of a chiv kares. So too by ashara's kodesh, we're talking about where there's a chiv kares, which is achila. By negia, there's no chiv kares. So we must be talking about an ashara for something that you're chiv kares for, namely achila. But still, is that why is that what the lashon of negia is there to teach me? We already need the lashon of negia to teach me. about a tamei person who eats hekdesh before the zrikas dam of the karban. The itmar, because we learned the following: tamei shalcha basar kodesh lefnei zrikas damim. A tamei person who eats karban meat before the zrikas dam. Reish lakish amar loka Rabbi Yochanan amar ena loka. Machlok reish lakish Rabbi Yochanan that you get malchus. Reish lakish amar loka b'kol kodesh lo tiga. From the fact that it says the yisra achila b'lashon lo tiga tells me that it's asr b'achila even if it's kodesh that doesn't have a heter achila. Only at the zrikas stam does it have a heter achila. So if you have kodesh, which is not yet mutter to eat, namely there is no zrikas stam, that's why it says lo tiga. Lo shna lefnei zrika, lo shna leachar zrika. That regardless of whether there is a zrika or not, you're going to be chayv. Rabbi Yochanan amar ena loka. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus because Rabbi Yochanan letamei. Damakra tumaso. He's lishitaso, that he learns the isra, the ashara for the isra of achilas kodesh from tumaso tumaso gzereshava of abal amikdash tamei. And that pasuk is only talking about le'achar zrika, but pasuk lefnei zrika, there's no limud, and therefore you're going to be part of a malchus. So bottom line is, it's a kasha on Reish Lakish. How can you say that the lashon of negia is there to teach me an ashara for nogea but kodesh? It's already needed to tell me that if you eat pasuk kodesh kodem zrika, you're going to be chayiv. So mi bekol kodesh nafka. He learns it from the extra word bekol. So it says Gemara Tanya Kavasei Reish Lakish. We have a brayse that says like Reish Lakish bekol kodesh lo siga. Asara la'ochel. That's an asara for eating. Atomar asara la'ochel. We know asara la'nogeh. You're sure it's about eating? Maybe it's about nogeh. Tamalom recall kodesh la'siga ve'ala mikdash lo'tava. So makish kodesh la'mikdash. We link kodesh to mikdash. Ma mikdash dover sheesh bo nitilas neshama. Just like mikdash, when you go into the base of mikdash tamei, you're chayiv kares. Av kodesh sheesh bo nitilas neshama. The beginning of the pasuk of kodesh la'siga must be about something that you're chayiv kares for. Ve'ibin negia. But if it's only about touching mikdash nitilas neshama, there is no chayiv kares. Elabachila, so it must be about eating. So you see that, like Reish Lakish, that we learn the Asara for Ochel Kachim from the Pasuk of Bekol Kodesh Lo Siga. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Everyone have a wonderful day. Have a great day. Thank you.